In the meantime, the radio community here in Detroit is mourning the loss of one of its legends, one of its veterans, a guy that's been around since the mid-70s, John O'Leary. He was apparently, according to Highland Park Police, stabbed to death in his home. His body found in the backyard under some shingles and debris. They have a suspect in custody. We expect to learn more about that. I want to set aside the criminal aspect of this and just talk a little bit about this talented man. And we bring in Jim Harper, who, of course, is a radio legend himself, who is the host of the Great Michigan Weekend Show here on News Talk 760 on Saturdays at 8 to 10 a.m. Jim, good morning. Is Jim there?
Yep, I'm here.
There we go.
Hello.
We got you potted up. Sir, good morning to you and happy Thanksgiving, but under horrible, horrible circumstances. I know you knew John O'Leary, and this was the heyday of FM rock. Tell us what John's role was in that.
Well, I think he was like many DJs in the 70s, very instrumental in what ended up developing being the radio sound of a like progressive rock station. He was one of the WABX Air Aces. And that was when FM was actually still competing with AM, trying to get people to go over to the FM dial. And they had a station that really did not have any boundaries. They were all instructed as disc jockeys to control their own show, to pick the music for it, and kind of talk about what was happening in Detroit musically and with different events. So they really kind of laid the groundwork for everything we know today as rock radio. And he was right there at the forefront.
Well, and they were free from the constraints, the highly formatted constraints of AM radio. And as
Right.
you say, and it was important not just because they really were trailblazing a trail of kind of artistic freedom for the disc jockey, but also because they were supporting Detroit music and Michigan music.
They really were. And also, those guys really had to know their stuff. You couldn't just go on and read a bunch of 3x5 cards and talk about the weather and the time. Those guys really had to deliver the goods in terms of the knowledge of their music. And they helped break a lot of bands. A lot of local bands wouldn't have had much of a national exposure had it not been for these guys. They really knew their music.
You knew John O'Leary, as you say, he was a trailblazer. Tell me more about him.
He was, guy, it's amazing. He was one of those people that was just the sweetest guy, the most unaffected by his celebrity. He was absolutely the kindest person you would run into at work. He would always be curious about other people. Hey, what's going on in your life? How you doing? I heard this happened. I'm sorry to hear that. Really, one of those people that you walk away thinking, wow, I wish I could be that kind and that happy all the time. That was John in a nutshell.
Well, and as you say, it was a free form time, and back in those days, we were all kind of hippies. We all had hair to our
Oh, yeah.
shoulders, and it was very much a free form time. But as you say, we also are in a business where there can be big egos, big personalities. And what I keep hearing about John is that he was a very understated guy.
He absolutely was. If he was out at an event, because you'd see him at all the charity events, he had a strong social conscience, cared very much about the city of Detroit and the people in it. And he would be there, whether it was Toys for Tots or an Alzheimer's dinner where they were trying to raise funds. He was always there with a big smile. And he also he treated everybody the same. So if you came up and said, "Hey, you don't know me, but I'm a listener and I've been a big fan for years," he would treat that person with as much respect and kindness as he would anybody in the business.
Now, I know that he was a contributor at so many radio stations, whether it was W4, Wheels, ABX, but he also did a lot of things behind the scenes in terms of production, and that he had a great talent there as well, kind of creating the sound of the radio station.
He really was. He had a those guys could all have easily gone on to be program directors in their own right and run radio stations. They had that much knowledge of the music and how to mix it and how much, you know, hard rock to play, how much soft rock to play. And he kind of carried that over into his outside endeavors. And I know he was doing voice work. And I think a goal of his was to bring back WABX on a online streaming station kind of platform. And that would have been brilliant because he could have done it. He could have pulled it off.
That would have been incredible. You know, I missed those days. I grew up in Grand Rapids, so I didn't have the chance to experience ABX in its heyday, but everybody's told me it was wondrous. It was magical. And that would have been a really cool thing to hear. Jim, have a wonderful weekend, a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I'm so sorry for the loss of your friend.
Well, thank you, Guy, and also sorry to hear about the passing of your father-in-law.
I thank you very much. Yeah, we're going to have some empty chairs at our table this Thanksgiving, but filled with gratitude that they have made our lives so much better here. So thank you for that. Appreciate it.